Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Once again, I have a few important notes before we continue with the story. Derailed is a fiction mystery series, which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. In episode 11, Nanine confirms that Jace's book contract has been canceled due to his increasing involvement with Lena Hadid's case. But Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos remain at a loose end as they haven't collated enough evidence to formally charge the writer for murder. Officer Ramos manages to track down Emily Hadid, who's been keeping a low profile in Chincoteague Island at a quaint property with seaside vacation rentals. Emily admits that she lied to the cops about her alibi to cover up that she was actually in bed with another man the day her daughter was killed and set on fire. Jesus. No wonder she's an emotional wreck. Meanwhile, Jace is spiraling out of control as he's convinced that the person who disguised themselves as Beatrix on July 17th and pretended to be a team member at Mazari is in fact responsible for murdering Lena Hadid and is now setting Jace up. Astrid continues to worry about the writer's mental health as all the odds are stacked against him now. So, who do we think actually did it, listeners? Could it be Jace Nolan after all? Let's find out. Eagle Beach, Aruba, late October, 2023.
Best time of year to visit, isn't it?
Is it?
It's quieter than peak season. Really gives you a chance to enjoy the sound of those waves. You see those trees?
Yeah.
They're called fofoti trees. Eagle Beach is known for them. Gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Some people mistake them for the native DVDV trees, but there's a fundamental difference between the two.
Yeah, I know. DVDV trees slant sideways because of the direction of the wind here.
Very good. You know your stuff. Do you visit Aruba often?
No, sir. I just read a lot. So I know a lot of random facts.
I've never been into reading. Me? Probably not smart enough for it.
I'm sure that's not true. People consume content in different ways. I love to read, but I'm not great with movies. I have to watch them with subtitles, otherwise I lose track of the story.
Oh, really? That's unusual. Each to their own, I guess. Look at us, talking about books and movies. We got that beautiful Caribbean sea in front of us. Ah, I tell you, I'll never tire of this view.
It really is something.
So, where are you from?
Seattle, originally, but I traveled up here from Bend, Oregon.
Ah, nice. On your own?
Yeah.
A little vacation for yourself?
Something like that.
What's your name, my friend?
Jace.
Good to meet you, Jace. I go by Pedro.
Great to meet you too, Pedro.
What's funny?
It's just nice to be unknown.
Oh? Do many people know you or something?
Sorry. I must sound big-headed right now. Well, yeah, I guess. I'm an author, and back home, most people recognize me.
Ah, I see. Well, I feel guilty for not recognizing you now. Told you, I don't read.
That's okay. I'm oddly grateful that you don't.
So, now it makes sense why you're taking a vacation on your own. How's Aruba been for you? Inspiring?
For sure, and also kind of soothing. I'm here to do some research.
Well, you met the right person for that. Tell me, anything I can help you with? Is your next story set in Aruba? I'm sorry, I don't even know what kind of books you write.
Romance fiction, and thank you for the offer to help. It's character research. I'm writing a story about a character whose family spends a lot of time in Aruba.
I see. Where in Aruba? Do you know?
Near Malmuk. They've been renting a villa at Boca Catalina Beach.
Ah, the fancy kind. Beautiful properties up there. That beach is known for swimming and snorkeling, and the scenic views. Just stunning, my friend. They must enjoy the finer things of life if they're renting a villa there.
Yeah, they're renting with a company called Cassiola, so yeah, they like to indulge.
Oh yeah, Cassiola. Heard of them. Tourists love them. Luxury villas with all the trimmings. Bright pink brand, right?
That's the one.
I probably heard of the family if they've been here a while. I get around, you know. What's their surname?
It's the Hadids.
The Hadids? That sounds familiar. Where have I heard that name before?
It's quite a common family name. Could have been anywhere.
No. No. It's not a common name at all. Not around here, anyway. That's right. I've heard of them on the news. Didn't their daughter get murdered and set on fire or something? What are you writing about exactly?
It's fiction. It's just inspired by a bunch of different people. It's nothing really. Just an idea. And I'm still in a creative funk about it.
Okay. And where are you staying?
Just a short walk from here. Villa at Eagle Beach.
Your own villa? Very nice. Looks like being an author has been paying you well.
Yeah, it used to.
Look, it's probably none of my business, but are you okay, my friend? You're not in any trouble, are you? Jace?
Yeah, sorry.
Do you want to talk about it?
I wouldn't know where to begin. Do you know what I think when I see this beautiful sea in front of us? I think I'm drowning. I'm drowning, Pedro.
The same day, at the police station.
Ramos, what exactly are you trying to say?
You didn't see her, Dee. She was in pieces.
She's always in pieces. It's in her emotional DNA. The woman's been addicted to prescription drugs twice in her life, for crying out loud.
But she's completely disconnected from the real world.
I thought you said she was in bed with this Christoph Tokos when she heard the news about the fire at Mazari.
But that's exactly my point.
Sounds pretty connected to me. I swear to God, people treat the sanctity of marriage like a joke these days.
Would you just listen to me, Dee?
Quit calling me Dee.
Right. But would you listen?
I'm frustrated, Ramos. Just when I thought we were making real progress with this case, there's another wrench thrown in the works. And all the while, there's a sociopath monster out there somewhere who's getting away with it.
Look, I know you're under a lot of pressure from the lieutenant. Don't you think I know how you feel? My promotion's riding on this, man. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this just as much as you do.
Yes, but it's not just about us moving up the ranks, is it, Ramos? I have 3 daughters. What kind of example am I if I can't bring this innocent doctor to justice? And then, these 2 other women, whose bodies we still haven't been able to find.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's really fucked up. But I think we need to look beyond Emily Hadid. Her alibi checks out. She was with that Christoph guy on July 17th.
Ramos, that still doesn't confirm that she wasn't involved in the attack at all. She could have hired someone. She has motive, money. She's clearly unstable. And most importantly, she's already lied to the cops once.
I know. We're keeping a close eye on her. But from what I've seen, she's engulfed in her own sadness and sense of guilt. I don't think she ever wanted Lena's blood on her hands. I think all she wanted was her daughter's forgiveness.
Right. And that's what you genuinely believe.
Think about it, Dee. Missing bodies. Judith Kendall and Francesca Moretti. Why would she want to drag them out of their graves? What would be the reason?
Do you have feelings for Emily Hadid?
What? Are you serious?
You are allowed to have feelings, Ramos. So long as you remember not to act on them and prioritize your duties as a cop. So, do you have feelings for her?
Fuck's sake, really? Is this what you want to talk about right now?
I saw the look in your eyes when you first told me she was sleeping with Christoph Tokos.
Maybe you think I'm defending her right now. I don't know. I'm just looking at the facts. The logic. There are no feelings involved. I don't think Emily Hadid is who we're looking for.
Okay. I agree. But let's continue to keep an eye on her, as you mentioned anyway. So, I think it's pretty clear, Ramos.
We need to gather more evidence against Jason Nolan.
He can be placed at all the geographical locations at all the right times. He too has means, motives, money, and wit, however deranged he may be. And his medical records show clear signs of mental instability, trauma, PTSD, and psychosis.
Not to mention his ex-lover, who we didn't even know about.
Yeah. It's devastating the way she died. All the reports suggest suicide. But once again, Chase Nolan was right there at the scene of the event, just as that train ran into his girlfriend's ribs.
Apparently, she wasn't his girlfriend.
Regardless, he was in love with her too. And that's the pattern.
But how and when do we think Chase Nolan attacked Lena Hadid and set her body on fire? We confirmed that he was indeed at the Sleeping Bird Bakery in Star River at the exact time he said he was there. His story checks out.
Yes, but according to another guest at Sleeping Bird's, he was there for less than 10 minutes until he hurried out again, still giving him enough time to find Lena Hadid, attack her, and set the Woodland area alight.
And he made up all that shit about Beatrix the housekeeper to make the story more compelling?
Exactly.
He's one sick bastard.
Maybe once we've made the arrest and closed the case for Lena and her family, we can talk about that promotion, Ramos.
Wait, really?
There's no doubt you've made some stupid choices throughout this investigation, but you've also shown up when I've needed you to. Don't think I haven't noticed. I have. I was impressed when you returned from Chincoteague Island the other week. The information you came back with has helped us a lot.
I was just doing my job, B. It's all I've ever tried to do.
I know. And I also know that being alone in a vacation rental with Emily Hadid, while she was clearly upset, can't have been easy for you.
Yeah. It was a beautiful rental, too. Seaside vacation rentals? Yeah. Maybe another place you can take the girls after this shitstorm settles. They would really love it there.
Come on, Ramos. Don't change the subject. I know you're compartmentalizing your feelings for Emily Hadid for the sake of this investigation, but I told you. I saw the look in your eyes when you came back. I recognized that look. I still have it for my wife.
Nah, I don't catch feelings, man. I'm just...
Ramos, it's... Okay. Anyway, let's just focus on the matter at hand for now. Continue doing what you're doing, and I'll put in a good word for you.
D, there's something else I need to tell you.
Hold that thought. Yep, Clint, tell me. Right? Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you, Clint.
What happened?
That was Officer Clint.
Right. So what happened?
The fingerprint results we requested from the lab? Well, they've just come back. Chase Nolan's prints are all over the stockroom cupboard at Mazzari Cabin Rentals, and particularly across the boxes of room deodorizers, including the box we believe that had the can that was used as a weapon in the fire.
Fuck. So we finally...
We finally got him. Ramos, we are ready to make an arrest.
Back at a condo at Eagle Beach, Aruba.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Absolutely. Emily mentioned that she keeps a lot of Lena's keepsakes at their Casa Lorendal here in Aruba. That's why I'm here. I just need to find something, anything that will prove that I didn't know Lena before she was murdered. That will disprove whatever fucked up motive the cops think I had and will get me off the hook. Then we can get on with finding the person who really is behind this. Beatrix.
But what exactly are you going to do, Chase? Break into the property?
I'll figure something out.
The police are already looking for you. They've contacted me twice. Trespassing into the Hadid's rental property isn't going to do you any favors. Look, I'm on your side. Let me help you.
No. You're just gonna talk me out of it.
No, I'm going to help you. You need a plan, okay? You can't just barge into that property. Where are you right now?
I'm at my rental condo at Eagle Beach.
Right, and is that close to the Hadid's rental?
That's at Boca Catalina, which is north of the island. It can't be far from where I am. I'm staying at a Casiola condo, and the Hadid's rental is, of course, a Casiola property, too. Let me Google map. One sec. Yep, just a short drive away. Great. I can Uber it.
Jace, let's just think about this for a moment. What exactly is your plan?
I told you, to get into the Hadid's family rental and look for evidence that will help me. Any evidence. Look, I know you're concerned, but Yusuf Hadid has been staying here for at least a week on his own to get some perspective or whatever.
Right, and didn't he threaten to rip out your tonsils if he ever saw you again?
Well, he's not going to see me. Every day, around 2 o'clock, he takes a dip in the private pool just outside the property.
So you're going to sneak in?
Yes.
And what about when Yusuf's finished with his swim and goes back inside the property? What if he finds you?
Well, he won't. It's a massive 6-bedroom villa. The kitchen alone is the size of my apartment back in Seattle. I've downloaded the floor plan from Casiola's website. Yusuf's probably in the king bedroom, right? He'll probably use the en suite in there after a swim. And that's all the way on the second floor, in a space of its own. I'll start by checking out the queen room.
And what if he hears you rustling about?
He won't. There's a huge living area between the king and the queen. He won't hear a thing.
Right. You've got this all figured out, haven't you?
I need to find the evidence, Astrid. The cops think I'm crazy. That I'm a murderer. This is my last chance.
Okay. But please, be careful.
I will. I have to get back for you, don't I?
I just want you to...
No, no, please let me just say this. I know I've been a lot, and it's not lost on me that I've been declaring these very strong feelings towards you, and probably making you feel super uncomfortable in the process. I'm sorry. But I don't know. Somewhere deep in my soul, I feel that you feel the same way.
Jace, I...
Please, let me just finish. I just want you to know that I'm not expecting anything from you, okay? I know I put a lot of pressure on you the other day, but that's just because I'm impatient and I'm madly in love with you. And yeah, I know this isn't going to be a conventional relationship either. There's the age difference, the fact that you're my therapist. I mean, you're married with kids and for fuck's sake. But regardless of all that, Astrid, I'm willing to wait until you're ready. I'll wait for you.
I don't even know what to say.
You're probably wondering how I've fallen so deeply for you, right? That I don't even know you that well. But you're easy to love, Astrid. For me, it just feels like the most natural thing in the world.
You do know me, Jace. A lot better than you give yourself credit for.
Well... That makes me happy, and if you let me, I want to spend the rest of my life getting to know you and getting to love every part of you more and more.
You should go. You don't want to miss your slots while Yusuf is on his swim.
Yeah, right. I get distracted. Oh, God, I can't wait to be done with all this so I can focus on rebuilding a future with you. Maybe I can meet you back in Miami for a catch-up after I'm done here. Are you back at your rental?
Yeah, sure. Although I won't be at that property anymore. I only had it rented out for a few months, and I think I'll have to check out by the time you're done. I'm not sure. I'll double check the email from Casiola again.
Sure, just keep me posted.
No, you keep me posted. I'll be worried about you.
I will, I promise.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you in a bit. Right, where's that Uber? 4 minutes away. Great. Come on, Jace. You got this, man. You got this. For you. For Astrid.
Back in Bend at a local coffee shop.
All right. All up to date with the latest log sheets. Yes, Salvador. You are going to be a motherfucking detective at last. What a shit show of an investigation, man. Poor Lena Hadid. Let's have a look at this blog Chase Nolan keeps talking about. Old Confessions. Oh, I've never seen this photo of Lena Hadid before. Wow, she looks... Fuck, is that what I think it is? Fuck no. It can't be. It can't be. Come on, Salvo. Stop tripping. But they're exactly the same. Fuck. I gotta call D.
What's going on, Ramos? I'm busy.
D, I need to ask you.
Ramos?
No, now's not the time to tell me stop calling you D. Listen, I need to ask you an important question.
Okay, spit it out.
The bodies that went missing from their graves, Judith Kendall's and Francesca Moretti's. Both of those women were roughly the same age as Lena Hadid when they died, right?
Stop wasting my time, Ramos. You already know that they were of similar age and physical appearance to Lena Hadid. That's why Jason Nolan dragged their bodies out of their coffins. Because he has a type.
Right. Similar physical appearance, like same-ish body weight, height, those kind of things.
I'm sorry, is this introduction to homicide for beginners or something? What the hell's going on? Why are you asking me stupid questions?
Just answer me, D. Judith and Francesca were about the same height and weight as Lena Hadid, right? Just confirm it.
Ramos, we've got a million and one things to do. We've got an arrest to make, for crying out loud. Get over to the office and make yourself useful. I don't have time for small talk right now.
D? D? Fuck! But I fucking know. I know what happened to Lena Hadid.
An hour later, still the same day, Jace has arrived at the Hadid's rental in Aruba.
Shit, that was close. I better be quick while Yusuf is still in the shower. Yep, this definitely looks like where they keep all Lena's things. Holy fuck, that's a lot of trophies. What do we have here? Spelling Bee champion? Scientist of the year? Best creative writer? Best performance as Lady Macbeth? Class president? Wow. You certainly were a star, Lena. This must be one of the boxes Omer was telling me about, where Lena kept all of her things safe. Fuck, there must be years worth of handwritten entries in here. She's wrote more than any other writer I've seen. Oh, here's some stuff about Aaliyah too, and some drawings. Wait, what's this? Looks like a project book. Lena Hadid, year 1999. Oh, it's a project book about Norse gods. Cool. Scandinavian gods. Let's take a look at this. The writing's kind of hard to make out. In Norse mythology, she was described as beautiful, articulate, and generous, and well-liked by others. Her name was Astrid. What? Astrid? Hello?
Just checking in. Are you safe?
Astrid?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm at the rental. It's gorgeous. Luxury on a whole other level.
I guess that's the Hadids for you. They definitely like to indulge, don't they?
Yeah, I guess that's why they always book villas and condos with Cassiola. It's a family favorite.
Makes sense. But are you okay? Did you find the answers you were looking for?
Actually, I found the answer to every question I've had over the past 3 months. Astrid, your rental in Miami. Didn't you mention earlier that you booked it through with Cassiola?
The next day, South Bend train station.
Come on, come on! Fuck! Come on, pick up!
Jace, I've already told you, I can't.
Sophie. Sophie! Listen to me. I figured it all out. It's Lena. Lena and...
Jace! No! You need to let this go.
We don't
know who you are anymore. You're scaring me now. Just tell me where you are. I've got the fucking cops asking about you. I can't. Please just tell me where you are. Didn't you hear me? The cops are looking for you.
Sophie. It's Lena.
Jace. What have you done?
Holy shit, did we just find out who the murderer is? I'm in complete shock, listeners. Derailed is an OBS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stopinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali, and written and directed by Neely Khan. The team would like to thank the sponsors featured in this episode. Seaside Vacation Rentals, for the very best in Chincoteague Island Vacation Rentals, and Ocean City Vacation Rentals. And our starring sponsor, Cassiola, for the vacation homes you'll love across Miami, Orlando, and Aruba. Do check out these awesome brands by following the sponsor links in our show notes, as this podcast would not have been possible without them. Well, I cannot wait to find out how this is all going to come together in the final episode. Don't miss episode 13 next week, listeners. It's going to be an absolute shocker. Catch you then.